Last session, how's the week been? Been good? All right, fantastic. And you are not in a better session to end this great SharePoint conference in, talking about where it actually begins. Migrating. You'll notice that I did not put upgrade, and we'll talk about that and why. Well, welcome. My name is Rick Taylor. I'm a senior technical architect with Perficient based out of the United States. I will be your final presenter for this conference this week. And this particular session will be over migrating from SharePoint 2007 to SharePoint 2010. I have a lot of fun with this. I can remember working with the beta product, and I had a lot of input on how it was working to the product team, and I worked with a few of them on this. And there are a lot of issues, as you know. How many of you upgraded or migrated from 2003 to 2007? Okay, keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. We're going to have a lot of participation in this session. Okay, now those of you who have your hands up, put your hand down if you liked it. There you go. Yeah, it was painful, extremely painful. I'll give you a little story. I was working for a financial partner, and we were upgrading to 2007 from 2003. And at the time, I was doing some work for Microsoft and doing some customer advocacy and doing some troubleshooting in the event, because there weren't a lot of what they call PFEs, which were troubleshooters. Microsoft has a bunch of employees that go out and fix problems for their customers, and there just weren't a lot. And so they would contract that out. And every once in a while, I would get a call from someone at Microsoft to take care of an issue. It was good. And I'm there, and of course, the employer at the time who was hiring me to help them with their upgrade, we came across the problem. They had very heavily customized site definitions, and we were just having an issue, and I just couldn't figure it out, and I'm trying to figure this out. And so I said, you know, I'm just going to have to break out the credit card and call up Microsoft support. So I pick up the phone, and I call Microsoft support, and of course it was, please hold. About 2 minutes later, someone comes on the phone and says, I'm sorry, but we're really busy. Could you please hold another 2 minutes? Sure. And the 2 minutes goes by, someone comes on and says, I'm sorry, but could you please hold for another 2 minutes? Sure, we'll hold. And this goes on for about 15, 20 minutes. And my cell phone rings, and I pick up the cell phone, and it's Microsoft. And they said, we've got a customer that really needs your help. And I said, okay, I'm on hold anyway. Let me go and help this person. Okay. And they said, you ready? Yeah. Okay, we're going to patch you in. Okay. Hello? And I hear my voice come over the phone. I was asked to solve my own problem. And that's where we were at. There were that many problems. And hey, let me tell you, I was angry. Where's the people to help me? And the documentation wasn't there yet. And so in the 2010, Microsoft said, you know what? We are really going to go to bat for the customer because we've heard all these horror stories about upgrading, and so we're going to try to help you out. So the mantra was, do no harm. Because in 2003, 2007, it was just get it done. A lot of harm happened going from 2003 to 2007. And so the mantra was, do no harm. If I can't do it, leave it alone. Move on to the next one. Let's get through it to a point where the customer can at least fix what's wrong. And so in this particular session, we're going to talk about these things because they're very, very important. How many of you still are using 2007? Wow. How many of you are 2010? Okay. I saw a lot of hands. Okay. How many of you actually have both? Okay. For those of you who do not, who only has 2007? Okay, still significant. How many of you 2003? Okay. All right. Well, goals. My ultimate goal is to convince you that migration is preferred. The original sentence here said, convince the attendee that upgrading was stupid. Now, for those of you who are on Twitter, I tweeted, I'm going to talk about migration because upgrade is stupid. And I set off all kinds of flame wars. There are a lot of colleagues, respected colleagues, published authors, MVPs, that advocate upgrade. If they want to do that, they can go right ahead. They will make me a rich man because I will be right behind them fixing the problem. It's okay. But if you need to upgrade, there are some cases, and we're going to go through that, especially for those of you who have 2007 and want to go to 2010, we're going to have a great exercise. We're going to determine which of you, and there may be a couple, I'm going to suspect none, but we're going to figure out how many of you actually should upgrade versus migrate, which brings me to the second point. There is a difference between a migration and an upgrade. In some cases, it may even seem like semantics, because a database attach, in some cases, is an upgrade, right? Because it's SQL databases that are being upgraded. But if you're doing it properly, it's not really a it's not really an upgrade, it's a migration, and I will demonstrate why. In any case, whether you do a migration or whether you do an upgrade, there are some bumps in the road. There are some things that you need to watch out for. There are things that you need to prepare. There are things that are going to happen which may scare you. It's okay. In most cases, those things that seem to scare you are not going to hurt you. There are a couple that will, and we'll talk about those. But these are the goals that we're going to talk about in this session. Okay, so what is the difference? An upgrade means I am going to take what I have now and I am going to change those bits. Okay, so when I install SharePoint, if I have a small farm, for example, I have a SharePoint server, whether it's a web, if it's a small farm, it's got all the roles, right? And I've got SQL. Okay, we'll take SQL out. We'll just talk about SharePoint. If I'm going to upgrade, it stays here. Nothing changes except for I stick the DVD in and I upgrade those bits. They were version X and now they're version Y. That's an upgrade. A migration means I have SharePoint here and I am going to put 2010 on this box clean. Or I bring another machine into the mix and I put 2010 here clean. In either case, it's a clean box. You will have nuked 2007. It goes away. Why? You don't want to bring any baggage into your new environment. And believe me, if you think you're not, you're naive. There is always something wrong with your farm. No one has a completely clean environment, unless you did this. You installed 2003 or 2007, and you didn't change anything. It's still blue, yellow, and white. All you did was upload documents. You didn't create any lists. You didn't put any workflows. You did nothing else but upload and download and check in and check out. That's it. If you added anything to it, there's droppings in there somewhere. And in that case, it will be magnified 100-fold in the new environment. How many migrations and upgrades have I done? Too many. A lot. How many of them had problems? Every single one, with the exception of one. Why? Because they left it blue, yellow, and white, and all they did was upload and download and check in and check out. No workflows, no nothing. And actually, that almost turned out to be a migration because it was 32-bit. And they had to get a 64-bit machine. That's actually a migration because we had to rebuild it from scratch. Now, when you bring SQL into the mix, okay, SQL may not go anywhere, right? And so, and it's called a database upgrade because what happens, and I'll show you a diagram, the bits don't change on SQL unless you reinstall SQL, right? The database schema does get upgraded. Okay, so now this is where we start talking about semantics. Is it an upgrade or is it a migration? We're talking about SharePoint, not SQL. Okay, those bits with SharePoint is what I'm talking about. Okay, the problems happen there because a lot of those files that get upgraded are on the file system. A lot of them happen in the database, but there's stuff on the file system. And that's probably where your problems were because you were dinking around in those XML in the layouts folder. It's ugly. New machine, or it's clean. Format C. Okay, that is where you need to go. So, migration, I'm moving. It's like a migration, right? I'm moving my stuff to a new area. That's a migration. Upgrade means everything stays here and I just change the bits. That's the difference. What we're going to talk about here is being successful. I am going to migrate if I want to really be successful. If you want to take chances, go right ahead. I'll have my card up here waiting because there will be some issues. Okay. All right, now, how many of you are thinking about upgrading or migrating from 2007 to 2010? Okay. All of you who just raised your hand, stand up, please. The last one standing is the person who needs to do an upgrade. If you are not standing, you will not do an upgrade. You will do a migrate. Are we ready? Okay, number one. Is your farm absolutely mission critical? It cannot be down for 1 second before somebody gets fired. Okay? It is absolutely critical that SharePoint stay up. Okay? If it is not, or I should say, if it is absolutely critical, sit down. If it is not, stay standing. Okay? If SharePoint is absolutely critical to you, you cannot be down. Sit down. Okay. Now, if you are still standing, that means SharePoint can have a little bit of downtime. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you upgrade, there will be downtime. If you stick that CD in there and you try to do an in-place upgrade, guess what? No one's going to be able to get to your sites. Okay? If you can tolerate that, okay, you don't need to do an upgrade. All right, next. Is your farm, your hardware, completely 64-bit all the way around? Okay? If you are not 64-bit all the way around, sit down. Yes, SQL Server as well. I'm talking all your hardware. Okay? If you are still standing, I'm surprised they don't remember already at that point. That's okay. All right. So next, the time required to do this upgrade slash migration. Okay? Is it greater than the acceptable downtime period for your clients? So, when I do this migration slash upgrade, okay, you've already determined that it's not 100% mission critical and it can be down. How long can it be down? Okay, is that time greater than the acceptable downtime? Okay, so let's say that your client or your business says, we can be down for one day. Now, of course, you've done some planning, and you know about how long you're going to be down. You should, because if you do not know how long that's going to take, sit down. Okay, if you know how long that's going to take, and that time is greater than what is acceptable, okay, sit down. All right. Is the time to perform an in-place upgrade greater than the period that is acceptable as well? So whether I do an in-place upgrade or a database attacher or any of that business, right, but I'm still just going to upgrade my bits, okay, if that's going to take too long, sit down. Okay. Are you completely 100% satisfied that if all hell breaks loose, you have a sufficient rollback plan? If you are not, sit down. All right. Your farm that you need to upgrade slash migrate, if it has custom code, workflows, you have tested these against 2010, and you know that they will work. If you know that they will not work, okay, here's the second part of the question. Can you justify the cost of making it work? If you can, sit down. I got four people standing. Congratulations. You're about the only people that can upgrade in place. Now, for the rest of you, thank you very much, that were sitting down, nobody should be, if you were already sitting down by that time, you should not be doing an upgrade. You should be doing a migrate. Okay? All right. So hopefully I've gotten that first goal. You know by now who should be doing an upgrade or who can and who needs to do a migrate. All right, so let's say I have 2007 and I need to go to 2010. Now, there are two scenarios here, and I'll go through the more difficult one here right after, where I have 32-bit, because some of you said you had 32-bit still, okay? We'll go through that one in a minute. Let's assume that you've already got 64-bit all the way around, and you have 2007 MOS. There is an order in which an upgrade slash migration must happen, okay? If you are going to do an upgrade, those four guys, you need to make sure that MOS is at Service Pack 2. Once you do this, if you are still at 2003, how many of you still have operating system at 2003? Okay. Then the next thing you do is upgrade the operating system to Server 2008. This is assuming you have 64-bit. Then, once you are upgraded to Server 2008, Moss has been upgraded to Service Pack 2, then you want to run the pre-upgrade checker. It's going to tell you that something's wrong. Only those four guys may get lucky enough that it says, oh, you're completely clean. Please proceed. Chances are you're going to have some issues. You need to fix those errors. Do not, please, for the love of all that is good, say, it's okay. Pay no attention to that error. Pay attention to every single one and make sure and keep running it till they don't come back. Because whatever error you see that you disregard is going to come back and bite you right here. And for some of us, I got a lot to bite. Okay, fix the errors. Then once the errors are fixed and it's nice and clean, then proceed to upgrade to SharePoint 2010. That's the big picture overall for an upgrade. Now, if you were to run, for example, the pre-upgrade checker as it stands at 2003, Moss 2007, this is probably the first thing you're going to see. It says, hey, your machine doesn't have server 2008 on here. This is not going to work. Okay, stop here, upgrade to server 2008, and then run it again. All right, so this is telling you what's going to happen. Then the next thing, because you need the next version of PowerShell, the one that you probably installed as a tool on 2003 is not the correct version. You need the upgraded version. You need to put version 2 on there, not just version 1. And it'll say, please, uninstall the following program. Well, that's nice. At least it told you what to do to fix this error, except for this is what you're going to see when you try to fix the error. Try to find PowerShell in Control Panel. That's what PowerShell looks like in 2003. I sat there for at least 30 minutes. I'm like, where the hell is PowerShell? I don't see PowerShell. And I went down, I said, that's security update, security. Hey, how come this one has a different icon? Hey, that's the PowerShell icon. Holy crap. There's nothing that's going to tell you that it's PowerShell. And if you upgraded to V2, you'll get two of these. You'll see one that says KB926139-1, and then you get one that says -2. Remove them both. Then, once you try to do that, remove, you're being very obedient, this comes up, and it says, hey, if you try to remove PowerShell, this stuff may not work. This is the case where we have a tendency to say, it's okay. Just click yes. 9 times out of 10, you get lucky. How many upgrades has Rick done? Many. How many times did that bite him? Plenty. Something in there. See how that's, you have a scroll bar? Go in there and look. Okay, so enabled network DTC active. You know what? You could always reinstall that one. That's fine. SMTP service. Okay. If I'm really, really scared about that, I could stop the wizard here, go to the server, uncheck the box for SMTP server, go back and run it again. Then that's one thing out of the list. Internet Explorer 8. No, I did. I say that. Okay? Hot fix for these, all these other hot fixes. You can't remove them. It doesn't matter anyway. You're upgrading. You're going to have to get a whole new set of hot fixes. But find the one in there that's going to break. In this case, I took this screenshot for one that it was okay to actually just click the yes. But if you don't scroll and actually look and make a determination, you are playing with fire. So actually look and say, you know what? It's okay if I lose that. It's okay if I lose that. It's okay if I lose. If there's one thing in there that you cannot lose, stop. Build a new box and do a migration. If you are using a virtualization, right? How many of you are virtualized and you're going to upgrade? Okay? Now, if you're virtual, doggone it, you better not be doing an upgrade. You just create new VMs from scratch. Okay? I should have put that in my decision tree. You're all physical, because if you're not, you don't need to be upgrading. Okay? If you are using virtual machines, you will say, okay, that's fine. You can still upgrade, but this other stuff may not work, especially if you're using Hyper-V. That networking thing, oh my goodness. Okay? Now, in most cases, this is just trying to scare you. This has never bitten me. It's just covering their behind. You know what? This may break, because in their testing, something broke. So they are responsible to tell you that, hey, you know what? Something may break. That's okay. It's only Hyper-V. Now, this, it doesn't always happen, but in some cases, you may get this prompt here after the pre-upgrade checker has run and it finishes. And it says, hey, I can't find this file. It's a lie. Just take a note of the path. When you click OK, go to the path, and it will open up, and you'll see something very pretty, which I'll show you here in a minute. All right, so it will say, hey, these are the upgrade types that you can do that are supported. In this case, it says, you can do an in-place upgrade. Or you can do a content database attach. Actually, it's kind of interesting because those are the only options that you got anyway. Okay, you can always do a content database attach. Except for if you had everything on the one server and you did the one-click install, which no one did, right? The only server in the farm. Oh, by the way, had a customer, they did the one-click install, they put everything on the one box. I don't know what they were smoking, something, and they did the remove farm, and they clicked on the one box because they wanted to redo it. Okay, if you click remove farm and you did like the standalone, okay, you've just hosed everything, it's done. Hopefully you got a good backup, because you cannot come back from that. At all. Don't even try it. Well, you can go ahead and try it. You're going to be wasting your time. It will. You try to put the CD in and it'll say, I'm sorry, I can't do that. You can't even rename the config database. None of that works. Don't try any tricks. Nope, just don't do it. If you have a standalone farm, do not click on the remove from farm, remove server. No, don't do that. Okay, now, if you're upgrading from 2003 to 2008, right, IIS gets updated from version 6 to version 7. And so, you're going to get this message here, and it's going to say, hey, since I'm going to upgrade, I have to shut down IIS, I'm going to reinstall IIS. When I do this upgrade, then if you have any front page server extensions, then, you know, they're going to fail because they're not supported in IIS 7. All right, so it's actually warning you. Actually, I thought I had another slide in there where you actually have to uncheck the box that says enable the kernel mode. So you'll have to uncheck that when you get there, or you're not going to be able to get to your sites. Okay, so some of the best practices for the upgrade. Okay, prepare your foundation. What does that mean? Make sure your environment is as clean as possible. Okay, I've got all of the updates that I need. I've made sure that I'm all 64-bit. I have made sure that I've gone to Event Viewer, and they always tell you this, and as administrators, we kind of like blow it off because we think it's going to be too much work, right? You go to the Event Viewer, and it says, make sure there are no errors there, and you see one red X, and then you just kind of like scroll up so it like goes away. For some reason, it's kind of like, oh, you can't see me. No, it's there. Fix it. Whatever it is, don't try to hide the fact that it's not really there. Oh, maybe if I clear the event log, there, it went away. No. Okay, make sure that it's good to go. Okay, yeah, clean up your errors from your logs, because if you don't, you are bringing that stuff into your environment. Test this in non-production. We kind of learned that most of us, I shouldn't say most, many of us, when we went from 2003 to 2007, oh, well, we're good to go. We'll just upgrade it, and it blew up. And we had to reinstall and do it again. And we were worried because it was production. You did that in production? Yeah, so did you. Don't even lie. Oh, but we'll fix it in QA. Don't do this, okay? Test it. There's a bunch of VMs out there that you can download. Test it, right? It's free from Microsoft. Download the MOS 2007 and, hey, do an upgrade on it and see what happens. If you can, if you have many servers, try to automate it. Removing human error is priceless. We have a tendency to type something wrong or whatever it is. Okay? Script it if it's possible. There are a lot of scripting utilities or the scripts out there that will do an automate. As a matter of fact, there was one that was just written that will do an install of 2010. It's beautiful. Uses PowerShell. Okay, all the up-to-date server configurations, make sure you have documented them. We hate documentation. You really need to document it. Okay, so let's look under the covers here of what actually happens during an upgrade. Okay, you're going to make sure that that SP2 is installed and everything has been patched and all 64-bit servers are 64-bit. Oh, hey. It used to be you would download a 32-bit piece of software like SharePoint, and then they had a 64-bit. They have since combined it so that it looks at your OS type to make sure that you're actually installing the right one, because apparently we weren't smart enough to figure out that 64-bit software needs to go on 64-bit hardware and 32-bit software needs to go on 32-bit hardware. Some of the software will tell you, you know, hey, that's your OS is not supported. But in this case, putting 32-bit SharePoint is supported on, well, it's not supported, but you're able to do it, right? Put it on 64-bit hardware. Don't do that. And the same goes for all the other software that you have. If you have 32-bit software and you have 64-bit hardware, find the 64-bit component or the version of that. If it doesn't, be worried. Not to say that it's not going to work, but be concerned with that. Now, if I have 32-bit farm and I need to go to 64-bit farm, right? I've got 32-bit farm and I've got a 64-bit hardware that's ready to go. There's a method for that. Okay, I'm going to take my 64-bit hardware and I'm going to move it right? I'm going to join it into the 32-bit farm. Okay, so I've got a 32-bit farm. I need to go to 64-bit, right? I'm going to take a 64-bit machine. I'm going to install SharePoint, and I'm going to join it to this farm. Okay, then I'm going to transfer the roles to it. I'm going to take the 32-bit, and I'm going to kick it out the door. I'm going to bring another 64-bit machine, and I'm going to join it to that farm again. And I'm going to take one of the 32-bit machines, and I'm going to take him out. And then I'm going to take one of the last 32-bit machine, I'm going to or the 64-bit machine, and I'm going to join it to the farm. Now I've got a 64-bit farm, right? And now I'm going to take one, and I'm going to nuke it. And I'm going to install 2010 on it. And I'm going to do this all over again. Because now I've got a clean farm. That's the way you do it. Okay? Remove the 32-bit, rinse, and repeat for every role. Okay? Let's take a look at this. Oh, yeah. If you have any alternate access mappings, okay, make sure that those get changed, and then upgrade. All right, here we go. I call it the swing-in, swing-out method. Okay, so on the left-hand side, I've got 64-bit servers. On the right-hand side, I've got the 32-bit server farm. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that 64-bit server, and I'm going to join it to that farm. Okay, he's clean. Right? He's brand new. And I'm going to take one of the 32-bit farms, and I'm going to take him out. I'm going to take the 64-bit machine, and I move him in. And I'm going to continue to do this until all the 32-bit machines are gone. Then I'm going to take the 64-bit machine, and I'm going to nuke him. And I'm going to reinstall him brand new. And I'm going to transfer the roles to him, and I'm going to rinse and repeat for all the other ones. That's the cleanest way to do it. If I'm going to do an upgrade. Okay? All right, so why are we going through all of this? That was kind of an overview of how an upgrade slash migration is going to work. But what is it that's happening when I stick in that DVD and I upgrade those bits, or I attach a database to a brand new SharePoint 2010 farm? Okay, this is what we call the upgrade pipeline. Okay, the upgrade pipeline is basically a series of steps that happen in sequence. Each sequence, okay, acts upon those objects in the database, and they upgrade them. Each successful update to that object is checked off then in the schema. If something fails when it's getting upgraded, okay, let's say that as I'm going through the configuration database and all of this, something happens, right? Something breaks. It says, you know what? Rather than give them the big red X and says fail, I'm going to skip that, and I'm going to move on to the next one in the sequence, and I'm going to upgrade that one. And if it's successful, I move to the next one in the sequence. If it fails, I skip it, and I move on to the next one. Once I'm done, then I will report the ones that have failed and the ones that were successful. Then I go back, and I fix whatever was wrong where the ones failed, and I run the upgrade again. Okay, the cool thing about that is that that upgrade happens in two pieces, right? When you run the psconfig, it will run to a certain point, and then the rest of that upgrade happens in a timer job. And the reason for that is a lot of us, when we're doing an upgrade, are not sitting physically at the box. I may be RDPing, right, using remote desktop to get to my servers. Well, guess what? If I'm upgrading a server, all of a sudden that network connection goes away. What am I going to do now? And something happens. I have to be physically sitting at the box. This is one of the reasons why that upgrade happens in a timer job so that, hey, it continues on going until I get to a point that, hey, I can now RDP back in and see what has happened in the process. Okay? In the box below, okay, that happens in the third stage, actually. Okay, so it looks at the user data, and then it says, okay, let's take a look at this farm. Let me look at the service applications, right, the shared service provider that we used to have, and now let me start creating all these service applications. Okay, at the end, right, I'm going to look at this, and I'm going to upgrade my partner databases if they exist. I'm going to look at my web applications and update my sites and all the content databases that exist after that. And then it continues on until it finishes. Okay, so these sequences act upon the different objects, as I said. So it'll look at the content databases, look at the WSS sites, it looks at the site collections, and it just keeps on going in a parent-child relationship. Okay? So in this case, let's say that I've got the schema says that the WSS underscore content database is at version 4.0.1.0. And he needs to go on to the next version. And he continues on. Let's say that one of them fails. He says, oops, I'm going to skip that and I'm going to go on to the next one in the sequence. Okay, so site X, he's upgraded. He goes to 2010. Okay, site Y, you didn't even make it. I'm going to skip to site Z. Okay, he's good to go. Let me go on to the next one. And he continues on until the upgrade is completely finished, and then it will give you a report of what failed. Okay. This particular pipeline that I'm talking about is both for the version-to-version upgrade and the build-to-build upgrades. Now, we're not worried about too many, about the, well, if no one should be upgrading from RTM, or I'm sorry, from a beta to an RTM, or from if I've got a release candidate, you better be nuking it and starting from scratch. Okay, RTM's out there, we're going to start using that. So don't use that. Okay, it is possible that new actions may be added to the farm if, for example, SP1 will probably be coming out soon. Okay, for all intents and purposes, a service pack is an upgrade. Okay, that's where you actually do an in-place upgrade. Because when you do the service pack, you're updating that database schema and you're updating the bits that sit on the file system. And it does this exact same thing, goes through this exact same pipeline. Okay, now once it's all done, then you get the 2010 interface. And if you did it clean, you should not see that big red bar that's going across it. If you do, okay, you may have some issues. I say may because in some cases they're not really issues. For example, one of them that it just loves to do is you don't have enough memory. Okay, I've got 16 gigabytes of RAM on this, but my hard drive space is, according to it, in proportionate to the amount of RAM that I have. So he says, you don't have enough memory. Okay. If I've got 16 gigabytes of RAM, it wants to see 16 gigabytes of space on my drive. Let's suppose I've got 15. Okay. I installed it on the D drive, but my C drive has got 15 gigabytes, but what it's saying is, what happens if it blue screens and you have configured your machine to do a full dump? How much is it going to? It's going to dump whatever's in RAM. And if I don't have enough, then guess what? I don't get the dump. That's what that's saying. So what I do is I reconfigure that, and I'll show you what that looks like here in a minute. But that red box there with the arrow, if I'm in the middle of an upgrade, I could see what's going on. Okay? If I click on the upgrade and migration, I say check upgrade status, it will show me all of the upgrades that are currently in progress. Okay, so if I look down at the bottom under upgrade status, you'll see that it'll say, okay, in this case, I've got an upgrade that's in progress. I don't have any errors or warnings, but it's continuing on. In another case, I had an upgrade that happened earlier, and it succeeded. But I do have one that failed. Okay, that's okay. I can actually click on that and look and see what happened. Whoa. Actually, you know what? I could probably do a demo on that one. I could make one fail so you could see what happens. Okay. And let's say that I've got a 2007 farm, and I need to upgrade it to 2010. And I've got child farms. How many of you have parent-child farms in 2007? Oh, really? Okay. Well, this is cool anyway. Okay, so if I got parent-child farms, let's say I've got all my services running in 2000, my SSP, and they're going to consume things from that SSP. In this case, I can do a phased upgrade approach. I'm going to create a mirror of the parent farm. Okay, once I've created that, then I'm going to upgrade that mirror farm. This is actually kind of an expanded version of what you should be doing hardware-wise. Okay, for those of you who are upgrading from 2007 to 2010, you should get a brand new box. If you're doing it virtually, get a brand new instance of this image, and you can put 2007 on there if you want, but it's clean. Okay, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to upgrade that clean machine, right, to 2010. Okay, it has no connection to the old 2007 farm. All I've done, remember, is I put Moss 2007, I've upgraded it to Service Pack 2, I got all my patches, it's 64-bit, I put the DVD for 2010 on there and I've upgraded them. Remember when I told you the only ones who should be upgrading are the ones who didn't touch it. That's that case. Haven't touched it. It's still red, yellow, and blue, and I didn't even upload any documents. Okay, so I upgrade him to 2010. Okay, then I'm going to go to the next step. Okay, which is I am now going to start synchronizing this data. Okay, I'm going to start publishing service applications to this basic mirror farm. Then I'm going to disconnect the child farm and I'm going to attach that child farm to the new 2010. It will go through its upgrade process. I will have to go back and check and see on the status. If there's any errors, I need to check it and fix it. Once that is done, I disconnect the second one and then I connect it to the 2010. Once I've done that, I can stop the synchronization. I nuke the old one. And I rebuild him from scratch and make him new. Okay? That's basically the process of upgrading a parent-child farm. But that also talks about how you should also do it if you're going to do an in-place upgrade. Okay? Now, a gradual, and there's really no gradual upgrade now with 2010, but there are some times where I have to do it in phases. Okay, I can't have any downtime, but I need to get to 2010. So what I want to do is I may upgrade pieces of it and redirect people to the new place rather than doing it all in one big bang. Okay, so I'm going to use a content database attach methodology. And then I'm going to start upgrading the site collections that I need to. OK, Okay, I'm going to use the SDS-ADM command, merge content database, which used to cause some problems, but is okay now. Okay, now, if you're going to do this, there are some things that you need to watch out for, because there's going to be some URL changes in this case. All right, so if I'm going to do this with alternate access mapping redirect, okay, on the left-hand side, that's the old farm. On the right-hand side, that's my new farm. Okay, I've got a V4 config database, all right? That's the new one, and it's going to use the URL of WSS. The old one's WSS old. Okay, so the database at the root site collection has to be upgraded before any of the other ones and its site collections can be upgraded. Okay, so you're going to set up an AAM, or the alternate access mapping redirector. Okay, it's going to then create an environment that uses the same URL as the original one. Don't change DNS yet, okay? You're going to be making them a little bit later. Then, on the new SharePoint environment, you set up an AAM zone, and you're going to use the original SharePoint environment URL. Then you set a redirection URL in IIS for each zone to use the new URLs for the old SharePoint environment. Then you make the DNS changes. Then you will change the web apps in the old environment for each zone to use, and the new with the new URLs. So it'll say WSS old instead of WSS. Okay, just make sure that the original content, if there's any hard-coded links in there, that they were also updated. So what will happen is the person says, hey, I need to get to this site collection. He's going to type in WSS. He's going to say, he's not here. I'm going to redirect you to where that content is. Anyone grabs the content, and he delivers it to the person. Okay, then you start moving the content over. As you attach it, it will upgrade to 2010. The database schema will get upgraded. So when the person searches for it, he's going to say, oh, this is where the content is, and he will serve it up to the client. And you continue to do this for all your content databases until they have been upgraded. In this case, this is where semantics comes in. This was a migration, not an upgrade, because the stuff over here is new. And I'm moving the databases over. What is happening? Okay, the schema of that database is getting upgraded. But it is not a SharePoint upgrade. It is a database schema upgrade. But it is still a migration. Okay, special case of advanced upgrade for simple environments that were used doing happened for the single click installs. SharePoint Foundation uses SQL Server Express instead of SQL 2008, instead of the Windows internal database. So there are some limitations there. The Windows internal database is no longer supported, so it will be SQL Express 2008. And then that process will occur before upgrade. So you'll need to make a copy of that content and restore it. So there are some pains. Anybody use a single-click install? Okay, cool, because that's a pain. In that case, I'll tell you the truth. You want to know the fastest way to do that? If you did a single-click install, you take all the content that's in that databases, and you copy it out, you make a backup, you nuke it, and then you restore it to a brand new clean machine. That's faster and safer, and you will have more success doing it that way. Okay, so this is one way to do it. This is not the way I recommend, but this is one way. You can do a backup and restore, right, of that content. It will then get compressed, and then you move it over to SQL Express instance, and then it will get upgraded. That's one way to do it. I don't recommend that way, because there's too many things that can happen as I'm trying to clean up that database from the Windows internal database to SQL. I would just copy it all out and then restore it. Okay? So what will happen is the remote blob storage will then happen as it gets upgraded, copy the blobs to the RBS, and then connect it, and then it upgrades. All right, now, for those of you who have listened so far, and you're like, okay, I'm convinced, I'm going to migrate, but we made significant changes to the way it looks. How do we know that, you know, we tested it and it looks okay, but we're not really sure? Or we had these web parts, or we had this customizations, and you know what, we just can't figure out what's wrong, but we need to get to 2010. Well, there is a part of 2010 when you upgrade that allows you to see these sites in the 2007 interface and then upgrade later after you kind of figured out what you need to do to fix those customizations. Okay, this visual upgrade is a very, very nice feature. So when you upgrade it, if there's a problem, you can actually go to Site Actions and say, you know what, I want to see this in 2007. If everything is nice, hey, here's an example. These two sites here are the exact same site. The only difference is this one is using the 2007 interface, and this is using the 2010. Okay? If you were to go to Site Actions and you click on Visual Upgrade, you'll get this dialog box. And it will say, okay, you've got three options. I want to only see it in 2007, or I want to check it out and see what it looks like in 2010, or I want to use 2010, don't ask me again. If you are completely sure that this has the full functionality when you, if you've already tested it, then you can click that last option. Until you click that last option, you will always have the ability to do that, to go back and forth. For those sites that are heavily branded, that's what you would do. All right, planning, the one thing that we really, really, really hate to do, but the one thing that we really, really, really need to do. Okay, if you are doing this for a client, you should be scaring them and letting them know that they are in good hands, but that this process can get very ugly. You are like a heart surgeon. And you say the same things that a heart surgeon will say. We're very trained. We're very professional. We've done this a million times. Have no worries. But then you got to cover your behind and say, there's the ability that you may die. Just letting you know, but don't worry, we'll be okay. Letting them know. Customer communication, very important. Find out what absolutely must be migrated, what is kind of needs to be migrated, and what absolutely does not need to be migrated. That's a good way, because now you can phase them, your upgrades, and concentrate on the ones that are very important to your customer. Do the same thing for yourself. How many of you have upgraded clients without upgrading yourself? Really? Okay, so I'm the only hypocrite in this room. Did I upgrade someone before I upgraded myself? Yeah, I did. Did I practice it? Oh, yeah, I practiced it. But it's called eating your own dog food, right? Okay, practice it on yourself first. That's best practice. Okay, test it. Then, once you've done it, then clean up the environment, because there's going to be blood and gore left over after all of this. And for in the cases where you have to upgrade from 32-bit to 64-bit, make sure that all of that is in place. I'm dealing with a customer now. We've got some issues with some hardware. Okay, now we planned, And the project is moving forward because we planned for contingencies. We said, you know what? In the event that that nick doesn't get added to that piece of hardware, is this going to stop the project? No, because we'll be able to work on this. Work those out. Okay, customizations. Make sure they were all documented. If it was custom code, make sure all the code is documented. I mean, you didn't do it the first time, so you might as well do it now. Okay, because when you try to go in there after the fact, there's going to be pain. The whole point of these conferences is to help you to avoid pain. Do yourself a favor and avoid the pain. Listen to what we're saying. Plan it, document it. It's painful, but it's a lot less painful than the pain that you're going to get for not doing it. Okay, schedule operations. You know you're going to have downtime. How long are you going to be down?
I
estimate we're going to be down for 18 hours. You tell them 36. Why? Because you never know. You never know. I tell you exactly what I think is going to happen times two. Because that's the time that it's going to take when I did it the first time and something messed up and I got to redo it. If it took me 18 hours to get, guess what? If I have to redo it, it's going to take me another 18 hours. Okay, it probably won't take you that long, but that's a good fuzzy number. Okay, have a rollback plan. Let's say you get through the 18 hours and you're like, you know what? I don't need to go back through this. It's just not going to work. We need to get back to where we were when we started. If you cannot do this, you certainly should not be upgrading. You should be starting from scratch. Okay, then, let's say that everything was nice and successful and you put a bow on it. It's all nice and pretty. Everybody's high-fiving each other. It's all done. You're happy. Go back and have a post-mortem. Hey, these are the bumps in the road that we had. These are the things, you know, hey, we asked for this hardware to happen and it didn't happen. You know, go back and do these post-upgrade activities. Communications. Go back and look at the server. Make sure that the event log is clean because it may look good, right? Hey, everything is functioning. All my custom code works and it looks nice and pretty. Go back and look at the event viewer because there may be something else going on. Troubleshooting never stops. Make sure you have a support call regimen after the fact because everybody's high-fived, yep, it's all nice and fine. You walk out the door, and guess what? It blows up. And what are they going to be thinking? They knew exactly what was going to happen, and they just took my money and they ran away. Happened to me. My very first job. I'll never forget it. They walked in. My boss said, okay, I hadn't been on the job a week. Go out there. This is back in the day. Go out there and replace the hard drive. Go out with a brand new hard drive, and I go to the client and replace the hard drive, and I noticed that her recycle bin was like totally full. It was like, at the time, let's see, the hard drive was 512 megabytes. That was the hard drive. It was brand new. That was huge. But the recycle bin was like, I don't know, maybe 100 megabytes. I'm thinking, man, what 100 megabytes in the recycle bin? No wonder she ran out of space. Okay, replaced the hard drive, moved all the data over there, emptied out the recycle bin. I said, you've got 400 and blah, 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 blah megabytes. Woohoo! All right, so we went back out, and I went back to the office, and I look at my boss, and my boss is angry. He's mad. He says, you need to go back there. What happened? You tell me. All their stuff is gone. What are you talking about? It's gone. You need to get back there. And it was a law firm, too. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to go back there. There's going to be like 10 people there. So I go back there, and everyone's standing around this admin's desk. And she sees me, and she goes, that's him right there, that guy. He's the one who deleted everything. And the partner was there, and, you know, we really trusted you guys to take care of our data, and now it's all gone. I said, I didn't delete anything. I said, where was the stuff? I said, it's all here. She goes, no, it's right here. It's all gone. And she double-clicked the recycle bin. It was empty. And I said, it's a recycle bin. She goes, yes. I type up my depositions and everything, and I put it in the recycle bin. When I need it, I recycle it back out. I'm thinking, that's not what the recycle bin means. That's the garbage can. That's not how I use it. Okay. What are we going to do? Don't worry. I got your old hard drive. It's got all the stuff in the recycle bin. So I put the old hard drive in. I put it back, and she got it out, and everyone went, oh. You know what I did? I was so angry. I moved that recycle bin down to 1%. So the next time she tried to put something in there, it gave her a prompt that says, it's going to delete it permanently. I was Have the discussions after it's all done. Make sure that they're okay. Is everything where it needs to be? Are all the 100 megabyte documents in the recycle bin? Like they were when we started. Don't try to improve anything except for what you were doing. That's why they have statements of work. Don't do anything outside of that. You don't want them adding to the scope of yours, right? Scope creep. So don't. This is it. Just make it pretty. Is that telling me that I'm done? All right. Okay. Okay, so customization surveys, get all the information. Make sure that your upgrade checker is the, I think there's one that April of 2010 is the most up-to-date, so I need to update this. All right, so what happens when it blows up? Notice I did not say if. Okay, upgrade logging. Okay, yes, there's upgrade logs, and yes, they are wordy. There's a lot of in there. There's a lot in there, but they are improved. Okay, if you click on the big red band and you click view these issues, it will show you. It'll explain. It'll say, hey, this web part doesn't exist. And because of that, the timer service is failing. And if you want to change that rule saying, yeah, I know about it, I need to change the rule, you can click on the rule settings, view it, and change it if you want to. Or if you want to fix it, guess what? Click on the link that says remedy. That's how you fix it. It will even tell you how to fix it. Okay. Ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right? Okay, the pre-upgrade checker, make sure you run it. Make sure that you get the clean bill of health. Test the upgrade. Perform database content check with the SP content, test SP content database. It will tell you, you know what? This database is ready to be upgraded. No, you better not upgrade this database. There's something wrong. And obey it. Okay, if you experience issues during or after the upgrade, the sooner you find it and fix them, the better off you're going to be. Okay, fix those issues. Fix the issues. Do not let them go. Then resume the upgrade. Okay, now so I've got about, 3 minutes or so? I want to convince you all that an upgrade doesn't have to be painful. Don't make it any more painful. Migrate, and you will be more successful. For the four of you in this room that absolutely have to upgrade, test it. Okay, now the four of you that stood up, how many of the four of you, those were virtual machines? Okay, make a copy of it and practice on that copy. And if it blows up, you're okay. Other than that, okay, for those of you that have physical machines, get a brand new machine. Okay, copy those databases, make an image of it, do something. Make sure that it's exactly or as close as it was to you upgrading so you'll have similar experiences as you upgrade it. For the rest of you, brand new, get new stuff. Simple as that. Okay, now you can go ahead and tweet. Rick Taylor said upgrade was stupid. I don't care.